Dwayne is our co-host this morning, but on the phone right now is Tina Louise, and many of you know her as Ginger from Gilligan's Island fame. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, surprisingly enough. I went to bed really early, and I made it up even earlier than I thought. The alarm didn't go off. I got myself up, and I'm looking over New York City, and it's a little foggy, but beautiful up here on the 24th floor.
Where do you reside now? In New York City, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I have to ask you, we're going to ask a question or two about Gilligan's Island in a little bit, but I know that what you want to talk about is you are a big children's advocate for children's literacy, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been working in the public school system since 1995, just before Christmas. I walked into my public school and fell in love with the children and the teachers and just going to school and helping, tutoring them with their reading. And it's been a really exciting ride. And I started working, this little book idea came to me around 1998. And I saw how the children love the animals and strong color. And one day I asked one of my students what he wanted to be when he grew up. He was 6 years old, first grade. I don't know. I said, well, could you tell me, Jeremy, three things you might want to be? Yes, I could do that. So I walked him back to class, and I asked the teacher if she could ask her students, if she wouldn't mind, to scribble down three things that they wanted to be when they grew up. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning. And then I went to the library, and I started researching the animals, and I found out all the wonderful things that the animals could do and sort of have it side by side, you know, comparing what the animal could do and then what the child could possibly become.
Oh, you know? Awesome. What a great idea.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting. You know, it's really quite amazing. The seahorse is one of my favorite animals in the waters. The male seahorse is the one in the universe who gives birth. How would you like that, Gary?
Really?
Yes, it actually gives birth.
How did I go to school all those years and never know that?
I know. I'm going to just teach you so many things. And
don't
not
tell
only
every
that,
woman in America not, that. Not, we're going to go cry. They're going to be after us now.
Not only that, he's monogamous. He stays with his mate for the rest of his life. Because, you see, now you know if everything was reversed, how things might be.
Oh, my.
You know, you go through those months carrying that child, you know.
Sure.
You want the person to stick around, you know.
Absolutely.
So
interesting insights you learned on the animal kingdom and children, what they could do. How did you get involved in the literacy movement? Was it just going to the school one day and then
No, it was the New York papers at that point were just full of it. Giuliani was our mayor. Rudy Crewe was the superintendent of education. And they were kind of, it seemed like they were arguing back and forth and couldn't figure out why the reading levels in the lower grades were so low.
And it's been like that all over the country. It's not just New York City.
Yeah, but now the lower grades are up. Mm-hmm. Now you got trouble in the middle school. Got a lot of hormonal problems there, apparently. Mm-hmm. And then the high school, they're dropping out a lot. So my advice is that parents have just really got to put in time and really sit quietly. Turn off the TV, the computer, just read to the little ones before they go to bed and spend quiet time and concentrate on them. Let them know how important they are. And, you know, it really becomes an intellectual, emotional, spiritual experience. And I think just, you know, people have to be made strong from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise it takes so long to figure things out.
Now, where are your books available?
Borders, Barnes & Noble,
everywhere.
I guess Amazon.com. There's all kinds of, you know, different bookstores.
Every place they can go, then they can get it at their favorite mall bookstore.
I think you can always order, you know, When I Grow Up, you know, anywhere. But I had an amazing appearance at Borders in Columbus Circle last week, which was really well attended.
And I'll bet.
I had lots of children. My girlfriends brought their children, and you know, they're the main ones to me, and they're so funny. You know, I asked this one little boy, what did he want to be? So I want to be an astronaut and a singer and an artist and a dancer.
I want to be an American Idol.
That's... And then another child said, I said, well, what do you want to be, honey? He says, I want to be a gangster. And the whole audience roared.
Yeah.
I mean, they roared with, you know. And I was taken aback for a second, this little tiny thing. You know, he was really tiny. I said, you want to be a rap artist.
And that's
he didn't even know what a gangster to a grown-up is. he thought it was, you know, he wanted to be a rap artist.
Hmm. I would imagine you get the crowds. Tina, everybody loves you. They miss you when they don't see you.
Well, I am available. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody has the right thing for me to do, I'm always happy to do it.
Mm. Well, I understand. Was it TV Land Awards? Were you the one who was voted the number two sex symbol of all time of television? Right behind Heather Locklear?
I guess so, yeah.
Wow. People miss you. Hey, one of our audience members had a question, and I thought it was a legitimate question. Do you mind if I run the tape on it for you?
Not at all.
If you were asked to do a Surreal Life, a season of Surreal Life,
oh,
with everybody from Gilligan's Island,
uh-huh,
would you consider that?
Well, I thought, what an interesting question. Surreal Life is so popular. It's a weird show.
What is that?
It's a television show on one of the networks that basically puts people together. It's just like Gilligan's Island, only it's in a home. And they put people, different peoples from different groupings together.
You put me in a French family, then I can speak French and learn French. I would like that.
That's what you would do. But
yeah,
Surreal Life.
You put me right across the street from Notre Dame. Just put me right there.
You would love that, huh?
Yeah, So I can look at it and learn French and hang out with them.
Well, Tina, Louise, you have never really stayed in one genre. You've just done so much. You did a lot of movies. You did a lot of television.
A lot of things. Life is a series of passages, you know, and life is the best thing. The best movie you can be in is your own life if you pay attention.
You've had a very good full life, haven't you?
Uh-huh. Keep going, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the book. I hear it's going well, and everybody loves you. I'd love to see more of you on television. Do some shows we can see you on, okay?
Okay.
I know you have to go because there's plenty of radio stations wanting to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time, Tina.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, the new My 101.7. Doesn't she sound the same, Wayne?
She sounds like she hasn't changed.
She sounds like she's still 25 doing the show. It just blows me away. 7 minutes after 8 on the new My 101.7. Hate to do this. I know we were a little late behind on the news, but we got to do that back in a moment.
The Hall of Fame City.